Coach is on the road with the MLB stars of the game, and I got the man, him, gonna let him introduce himself to my Chicago Warriors.
Travis Jankowski.
Travis, every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. Travis in the big league. What was this journey like for you getting in?
Hard work. A lot of ups and downs. But no, man, I mean, I wasn't drafted out of high school. I only had one scholarship offer out of high school. So, yeah, to me, it made, you know, what college I wanted to go to very easy, you know, slim pickings. But, no, I went up to college at Stony Brook in Long Island, New York, and I'm from a small town in Pennsylvania, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And, you know, going up to New York and, you know, being around the guys in New York who have that New York toughness, one of those things that you had to adapt or you were going to get thrown to the wolves. So struggled my freshman year and then took that mindset of, you know, hey, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to play hard every single day, I'm going to have this New York toughness in me. And that's something that's really carried, you know, throughout my career. Got drafted in 2012, went through 3 years in the minor leagues, made it up to, you know, the big leagues in 15, and, you know, still had ups and downs, optioned, released, traded. Anything bad that can happen to you in this game, it's happened to me. So you just got to keep pushing on, keep persevering, and, you know, keep your determination to keep going and make your dream become a reality.
So you was a little country boy trying to make it in the big city.
Oh, heck yeah. I was in farmland right there with the Amish in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, so... Yeah, going to New York was a culture shock for me, but it was one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life.
So you saw the bright lights. You know what they mean when they say the bright lights.
I saw the bright lights. The bright lights scared me at first.
Now you don't want to turn around.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
So, I mean, you know, again, I've come across a lot of high school guys, ambition of playing in the big leagues, but high school's over. They didn't have a college offer.
Mm-hmm.
What was that experience like for you?
It was tough. You know, I wasn't... I don't want to say I was a bad player in high school, you know. You know, I was a pretty good high school player, but the notoriety wasn't there. I didn't do anything besides run and play really good defense that really got me recognized, you know. But that being said, I knew what made me a major league player, which was speed, defense, and have professional at-bats. And that's something that I tell kids all the time is, listen, you don't have to be elite at everything in this game. You just have to separate yourself in one or two facets to, you know, get to the next step, you know. What do you do better than, 26 other guys or, you know, in the big league, 780 other guys? You know, what's going to get you there and what's going to keep you there? And it's really identifying that at a young age and making your strengths even stronger while also continuing to work on your weaknesses.
Now, rumor has it, though, you was the man in high school.
I don't know who that rumor mill is, but no, I mean, I was...
I talked to your mama. Mama said she was up, baby, was the man.
I was a two-sport athlete, all-state, and two sports in high school, so I was
all-state. Now you go rub it in. Now you go chill off about
it's
show.
Pennsylvania, though. Come on. Okay. But no, I mean, I was always athletic, you know. But to me, it was kind of fine-tuning those smaller details, you know, learning the game of baseball, you know, learning what helps you, you know, your athleticism. How does that translate to winning baseball games? You know, what can you do to help win a baseball game? For me, that's stealing the base. That's making a great play defensively, legging out an infield single, turning a single into a double, stuff like that, you know, just being that gritty, kind of grindy type player.
Yeah. You know, having coached college ball, you not having an offer out of high school, use what we call, you went under the radar with the scouts and college coaches. So, I mean, what was the transformation for you to go off to college and make yourself into a major league draft pick?
For me, I had to get confidence, you know, and it's tough to get confidence when you're not playing well. So my freshman year, I actually split time with my college roommate. He was a center fielder. We split time. I only played 25 games. And, you know, it was kind of looking yourself in the mirror, right? Do you want to be a guy who just plays college baseball and splits time and have a good time in college? Or do you want to earn a job? Do you want to play every day? And do you want to get drafted and play in the big leagues? So it was kind of it was a reality check for me. You know, look yourself in the mirror, analyze what you want, and what are you going to do to, you know, to get there? To me, I worked my butt off after my freshman summer. Actually ended up going up to the Cape Cod League because I had such a good summer down in Kentucky. And, you know, the following year, got invited back to the Cape Cod League, won the MVP there, and I got my confidence. And once you get your confidence, no one can take it away from you. You know, it doesn't matter. You know you belong. You know you can play. So it's just getting exposure. And for me, it was getting more reps, you know, playing every day, getting in the weight room, getting stronger, and just really honing in on who I am as a player.
And splitting time with your roommate, I mean, on game day, did you have that – urge to kind of trip him in the board?
No. He was in my wedding, man. He was my best man.
Okay.
So we have a relationship beyond baseball. But what we did do well was we used it to compete against each other. You know, I wanted to make him better. He wanted to make me better. And we use that, and we're still, you know, we go on a golf trip every year, me and him and the rest of the college buddies. We go on a golf trip every off season, so it didn't hinder our relationship at all.
See, that's different than you. I would have duct taped him to bed or something.
Don't game that. Hide his glove.
So, I mean, when you reflect back over this experience, as you say, you experience the highs and lows, and more importantly, you realize, as I tell the fans that don't know, this game is a business, not a game. So you realize the business aspect of the game.
Absolutely, man. There is a business. There are, you know, politics of playing this game. But at the end of the day, performance plays. You know, performance plays going out there and being a good teammate in the clubhouse, going out there and performing and caring about winning more than your stats. You know?
Okay.
Everyone always asks me what my goals are, and I know I'll probably be at the bottom of the lineup, and my offensive goals are to get the 1, 2, or 3 hitter 100 RBIs in a season. You know, that means I'm getting on base, I'm stealing bases, getting a scoring position, and I always say that's the easy job. Get on first base, they got the hard job, they got to drive me in. You know, so that's my goals every year.
Hey, last two questions, I don't want to hold you too long. In the big leagues, you got number 31. How did you wind up with 31?
They gave it to me.
You weren't choice. You weren't choice.
We got like 12 retired numbers out there. All the good ones are taken. So I'm rocking 31.
So given the road you had to get here, you get that call up, you're going to the big leagues, walk in this locker room for the first time and see your uniform hanging up. What was that feeling like?
Oh, it's great, man. You know, that's something that, you know, you never, no matter how many years you play, no matter, you know, all the ups and downs, seeing that uniform in your locker, knowing that you belong in the big leagues and you're one of the best 780 in the world, that means something special.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry.
Come on, or a tear, a little winkle.
There was no tear, a lot of smiles.
Did mama cry?
Mama cried.
I know mama cried. Coach with the man, Jay.
Good talking with
you, appreciate
coach.
Attention baseball players. We are looking for talented baseball players, both signed and unsigned, who are seeking to showcase their skills in a competitive environment. Our targeted group includes both high school and non-high school players who may have flown under the radar and are looking for more exposure. Talent level, we are seeking players who demonstrate above average talent and have the potential to contribute at the next level. In our program, we believe that everyone should have the chance to play. Our philosophy ensures that every player actively participates in games. Each player is required to take part in full games, rather than just paying a fee to sit on the bench. Join us and take the next step in your baseball journey. Check us out, EliteWoodBatBaseball.com. That's www.EliteWoodBatBaseball.com. Follow or like us on Facebook, become a subscriber on our YouTube channel, follow us on X, and share this info. Thank you.